All right, romantasy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romantasy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours book talk romantasy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. Your energy picks it up. Your body reacts to their energy, which is why so many arguments and misunderstandings and emotional spirals happen, not because two people are really upset, but because two nervous systems are trying to find safety at the same time. So before we talk about how to help someone else, of course, we always start with grounding ourselves, grounding you, your breath, your center, your truth. Because honestly, calm is contagious too. One of the biggest misunderstandings in relationships, and honestly one of the biggest sources of unnecessary hurt, is when someone is dysregulated, their words and their reactions do not reflect how they actually feel about you. They reflect the state of their nervous system. And that's a huge difference. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. Today, we're diving into something that I believe every relationship, whether that's romantic or a family member or a friend, some relationship that most everyone, especially once you guys get really close, you may go through, but it rarely gets talked about in a grounded human way. And that is what happens when someone you love becomes emotionally dysregulated. And I think back on friendships when I was emotionally dysregulated, where, man, if only I had the proper tools, I would probably have a closer friendship with that person today, or vice versa. And now I have compassion for those people and what they've gone through because we're all human, and this is just part of what a lot of us experience, and we have times when our nervous system shakes up and we're not totally our best self, our highest self, really not really ourself. And so, you know, those moments when their energy suddenly feels sharp or their tone shifts or they seem like they're on edge or distant or irritable or just overly sensitive, or maybe they're saying things to you that feel off and it might totally catch you off guard, may hurt your feelings, whatever they're saying, or it might make you feel like something's wrong between you. But more often than not, it isn't about the relationship, and it's not about you, and it's not about their love for you as a friend or as a partner or family member. It's likely a nervous system moment. And if you have ever been in a little shaky or overwhelmed state, especially lately, which many of us honestly have with all the retrogrades, so you're not alone, sister. I'm letting you know that this is common right now. Well, your systems might be bouncing off each other, whoever you're with, for long periods of time. So today, I want to talk about what dysregulation actually is and how it affects the mind and behavior, and how to protect your own peace during those moments, and how to support your partner without losing yourself or abandoning yourself, and without needing to fix them or even absorbing their storm, especially as an empath. And so we'll talk about this. We'll take this slowly and gently. And this is a good episode to just keep in mind for the future. It will give you a lot of grace and patience in those moments, being aware of the situation and also what our egos might tell us or what we might want to say, how we might want to be reactive. But maybe if you see someone dysregulated, what the best course of action actually could be in a grounded way. And so let's begin. Dysregulation is a fancy psychological word for something very simple, honestly. Your system has moved out of safety and into survival. Fight or flight. It's the body saying, I feel overwhelmed. I feel threatened. Something doesn't feel stable right now. I'm not okay right now. And this threat doesn't have to be a big thing. It can just simply be exhaustion or overstimulation or too much pressure, too many demands at once, conflict that wasn't resolved, a fight with a family member, work stress, or even the feeling of disappointing someone you love. We all have nervous system shakeups, and it may happen for a variety of reasons, but when the nervous system feels overwhelmed, oftentimes something predictable happens. The logical part of our brain goes offline. This is the prefrontal cortex, the part of us that thinks clearly and stays calm, sees nuance, communicates gently, and stays grounded in reality. And the survival part of the brain decides to come online. And this is the amygdala, the part that prepares us to fight and flee or freeze or fawn. So when someone is dysregulated, you honestly might see them being a little more irritable than normal, or they might have these sharp jabs and comments, defensiveness, misreading your tone, making assumptions, shutting down, catastrophizing everything, or feeling attacked by neutral things. They might be making up stories in their mind of how you wronged them in these moments, or interpreting small moments as huge disruptions. And so it can look like they're mad at you, or they're disappointed in you, or maybe they're pulling away in some way, or just they're not being fair. And underneath all that, though, is their body is simply just saying that I feel unsafe right now, and I don't know why. Ever since I started juggling what basically feels like two full-time jobs, real estate and podcasting, I have to say that my mornings have completely changed. I need rituals that actually support my brain instead of drain it. So I finally tried something new in my morning ritual and I am in love. I'm obsessed. It's called Everyday Dose. And it is coffee with benefits. So I had to bring this to you because I, as you know, love coffee, but I have no intention to replace it. So I still want my delicious coffee that I love, but enhance it with really powerful ingredients like lion's mane and chaga, collagen protein, and nootropics. And the nootropics help my brain feel, honestly, I believe, clearer and calmer and way more focused. And so picture the same cozy morning coffee moment, but with clean, sustained energy, no crash, no jitters, which for me is everything. And it takes 30 seconds. You mix, sip, done. My brain and my gut have not been happier with a coffee routine in a long time. So Everyday Dose combines high quality coffee with functional mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics to fuel your brain, boost focus, and give you that clean, steady energy all day long. It tastes just like coffee. It's just coffee. Plus benefits. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, free peppermint mocha creamer plus for the holidays, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. And you can't control them to make them feel safe in that moment, right? You have no control over how they feel. And so this is why their reactions might feel out of proportions, and this is why their tone might change, and this is why they seem not like themselves. Because in that moment, they're really not their regulated self. They're their protective self, the version of them that comes forward when things feel uncertain or overwhelming. and things feel off for maybe weeks, maybe months. And so here's the part that most people also don't realize is that dysregulation is also contagious. So if you're very close to someone, your nervous system feels it. Honestly, I think whether you're an empath or not, you can feel it because your energy picks it up. Your body reacts to their energy, which is why so many arguments and misunderstandings and emotional spirals happen, not because two people are really upset, but because two nervous systems are trying to find safety at the same time. So before we talk about how to help someone else, of course, we always start with grounding ourselves, grounding you, your breath, your center, your truth. Because honestly, calm is contagious too. One of the biggest misunderstandings in relationships, and honestly one of the biggest sources of unnecessary hurt, is when someone is dysregulated, their words and their reactions do not reflect how they actually feel about you. They reflect the state of their nervous system. And that's a huge difference, because a regulated person says, I need a sec, or I'm stressed from work, or let's talk about this later. But a dysregulated person says, why are you doing this? This is too much. Nothing's going to get better. Just drop it. Honestly, here's the hard truth wrapped in a soft reminder that it's not about you. It's about their capacity in that moment. So when someone's system is overwhelmed, their brain is literally scanning for a threat. Not because of anything you did, but because they've tipped into survival mode. So suddenly, a sigh sounds like criticism to them, or a neutral face looks disappointed, or a small inconvenience feels massive, and a misunderstanding feels like rejection. But it's not reality. It's their dysregulated lens. And your heart might want to take it personally because, well, you love them, or because you're sensitive and aware and attuned, or because you care about keeping peace and connection. Because maybe you didn't mean anything by whatever you were doing, because you're human. But the most powerful thing you can do in these moments is this. Ask yourself, is this about me, or is this about their state? Because if this isn't their usual baseline, because you know that person well and you know how they usually are, and if they're normally loving and warm and supportive or steady, then you're not seeing their truth in this moment. You're seeing their tipping point. You're seeing a version of them that's trying to protect its own wounded edges. So here's what not to take personally. Their tone might be sharp, short, distant, irritated. That's nervous system activation, not intention. Or their assumptions. They think I'm mad at them. They think I don't support them. They think something's wrong. No. Their inner world is loud and it's coloring the moment. Their defensiveness. They're not defending against you. They're defending against overwhelm. Or when they withdraw. I know that hurts, but it's a self-soothing attempt. It's not rejection. And we have to remind ourselves that. Or also, let's say they have a dramatic statement that they share with you. Remember that dysregulation makes everything feel catastrophic. Not because they actually believe it, but it's because their nervous system is telling them, brace yourself. And then also, whatever they're misinterpreting when they look at you, they're misinterpreting a lot. When someone is overwhelmed, nuance disappears and everything becomes all or nothing. Or maybe because they are being not themselves and also a little offensive, a little tacky, kind of rude, you might give off a certain vibe because you're feeling attacked, and they'll read into that and everything just explodes, right? But you gotta remember that's their nervous system. And also now yours has been set off. And then there's moments as well where they have a temporary inability to receive your softness. Yeah. That one hurts, right? When they are rejecting your sweet warmth and softness and kindness. You want to soothe them because you recognize what's going on. So you do a gentle touch, or you make them a nice hot tea. And it's not received the way you imagine. But it's important to remember that when someone is in fight or flight, they literally cannot take in warmth all the time. You don't have to be cold to them knowing this, but if they do reject the warmth, to not take it personally, because that just means they literally cannot take in that warmth right now. Not because they don't want it, but because the brain thinks, hey, I need to protect myself first. So the most important distinction, there's a difference between a pattern of disrespect and a dysregulated moment. Okay, I'm not going to excuse patterns of disrespect. Patterns need boundaries and communication. Moments need compassion and space. And you're wise enough to know the difference. So if your partner or yourself, you're not always like this, they're not always like this, this is definitely just a dysregulated moment. They need compassion and probably space. But man, if this is a pattern, that's how they're treating you. And again, there's a huge difference. So we're talking right now about dysregulated moments. But as you move through your week, if your partner or your friend or even you yourself have a moment of reactivity or overwhelm, well, remember that dysregulation is not a character flaw, it's a state, and states always pass. And the dysregulated moment could last weeks, maybe even a few months, which is obviously different than a pattern, which could be consistent because of whatever. And that's a whole other subject. But right now, for dysregulated moments, remember that's not them. That's just their nervous system. And so before we talk about helping anyone else, we have to talk about, of course, the part that most people skip, which is regulating yourself first. This is your oxygen mask moment, because you can't stabilize someone else's nervous system if yours is still climbing the walls. And honestly, most conflicts in relationships, they're not two people who are mad at each other. It's usually just two dysregulated nervous systems reacting to each other like mirrors. So hopefully you can be the one who sees beyond what is going on and zooms out, looks at the bigger picture in these moments. When someone you love is overwhelmed or edgy or sharp or spiraling, first is to always breathe. Your breath is the first step. Step two is your body. Step three is your mind. You don't need to do anything complicated. Your system doesn't require a 20-minute meditation. It just needs tiny, immediate cues of safety. So let's walk through them gently. Slow your breathing down on purpose. When your partner is dysregulated, your system instantly tries to match their pace. So you might feel rushed or anxious or shaky, or like you need to fix it quickly. This is normal. But this moment right here, the moment you choose to slow down on purpose, is what stops the emotional wildfire. So try this. Try inhaling for 4 counts, exhaling for 6. Longer exhales tell your entire body it's safe to settle. This is co-regulation at its purest. Also, in those moments where you might be talking with the other dysregulated person or the dysregulated person, your posture will say a lot. Remember to drop your shoulders, unclench your jaw, because your nervous system communicates safety through posture. They're reading your body language subconsciously or consciously, but when you release your jaw, you soften your face, uncross your arms, drop your shoulders, and you're sending a message to both of you that we're not in danger. Humans subconsciously read these signals. When you soften, their system picks it up. Your body becomes their anchor. And speak softer than the moment, but not smaller. No, just softer. So you're not shrinking. I'm not encouraging you to shrink. Also, not tiptoe. You don't need to walk on eggshells. No, it just means speaking from your regulated voice, not your reactive voice. Your regulated voice says that we're okay. Let's pause. I'm here when you're ready. Let's revisit this when things settle. And your tone becomes the emotional thermostat of the moment. And then give yourself permission to not fix anything. Sensitive, intuitive people often feel responsible for the emotional temperature of the room. But here's the truth. You are not responsible for fixing anyone's dysregulation. You are only responsible for not abandoning yourself in the process. So while, of course, you want to help ease and support and ground yourself and let them know that you're a good anchor, you also want to make sure that whatever state they're in, it's not going to affect yours, because you don't have to solve the problem. You don't have to change their mood, because you have no control over the mood. You don't need to get them to understand right now, because they might not be in the state of mind to understand. They might later, but right now might not be the time. You don't need to try to make them feel better. You also don't need to defend yourself right now. Or also, you don't need to justify your intentions. Your only job is to stay anchored in your body. Stay anchored in your body. And they will return to themselves faster when you're not trying to pull them out of a storm. Also, anchor into one sentence. In the heated or heavy moments, your mind needs something simple, a mantra to hold on to. Honestly, this is one that really shifts me in those moments. Otherwise, it gets swept into their emotional storm, right? So if you choose a sentence like, "This isn't about me," "This isn't about me," or "We're just having a moment," "This will pass," "I'm safe right now," "I don't need to match this energy," "I can respond instead of react," this sentence becomes your emotional life vest. And don't match their intensity, because matching intensity feels instinctive. Our bodies mirror the energy we receive. But here's the truth. If one person stays regulated, the entire dynamic has to come down. So your calm becomes magnetic. Your softness becomes grounding. Your steadiness becomes the thing that reorients the moment. Calm doesn't make you weak. It makes you powerful. Give yourself a small pause before responding. Even 2 seconds changes everything. That micro moment gives your brain time to respond from clarity instead of reacting from fear. And it keeps the moment from spiraling into something bigger than it needs to be. And so why regulating you is going to be the true turning point is that when one person, and you're that one person, stays grounded, 3 things will happen. Their survival brain stop scanning you as a threat, because your calm signals safety. Also, your clarity comes online, right? You stop absorbing their words as truth. You can see the clear picture, the big picture. And then 3, connection becomes possible again. It might not be instant, but slowly and steadily, it's coming back. Might take time, but it's coming back. Your groundedness is the emotional anchor of the moment. And from this place, you can actually help them, not by fixing everything, but by holding a regulated field. Now that we've talked about regulating your system, let's talk about what comes next. How to help your partner regulate without fixing them or rescuing them or, of course, abandoning yourself. Because in dysregulated moments, the temptation is usually to over-explain or defend, soothe too much, chase emotional clarity, chase reassurance, absorb their energy or collapse your boundaries, or try to make everything okay. But here's the truth that actually changes everything. You are not responsible for calming their nervous system. You are responsible for maintaining your own and offering connection without self-abandonment. That's it. From that place, your presence can invite them back into regulation. Let's break down the how. So we're going to name the energy, not the flaw. Calling out behavior shuts people down, right? They will reject that. But naming the energy calms them down. So instead of, "You're overreacting, why are you being like this? You're taking this out on me. Stop the projections," whatever. Try instead, "It seems like your system is overwhelmed right now. It's okay, we can pause." And this does 3 powerful things. It creates separation between them and the moment. It reduces the shame that they might be feeling. And it signals safety rather than threat. They're feeling seen. They recognize that you're recognizing that this is truly just their system's overwhelmed. And it's bringing to light maybe they weren't thinking that their system is overwhelmed, because of course that can make our mind a bit opaque, but you brought it to light. And now they don't feel attacked, they feel seen. Then offer grounding instead of solutions. So a dis regulated nervous system cannot take in advice. And as someone who always feels like I need to give advice and help, this is something that I always need to keep in mind because it's not easy. They can, however, receive gentle grounding. So instead, you can say, let's take a minute. We can slow down. I'm here when things settle. No rush. We're not fixing anything. You're just holding steady ground. Then, of course, you can lower your voice before you lower your boundaries. Softening doesn't mean shrinking. It means regulating the tone so your presence feels safe enough for them to come back online. You can say, hey, I'm not going anywhere. Let's revisit this when we're both calmer. I hear that this feels big right now, and you're not agreeing with them. You're not surrendering your truth. You're simply removing unnecessary threat from the moment because right now they might think everything and everyone's a threat around them. And then, of course, give space without withdrawing love. There's a difference between space and abandonment, right? Space sounds more like, take the time you need. I'm here when you're ready. Whereas abandonment sounds like, fine, figure it out yourself, or I'm done, or any sort of silence that feels punitive. You're offering room to breathe. You're not leaving them alone in the deep end. Space plus warmth equals co-regulation. And then, of course, don't force any clarity during the storm. Trying to have a logical conversation with a dysregulated person is like trying to download a computer update during a lightning storm. It won't go well. Clarity comes after, not during the process. So you can always say, things feel like a lot right now. Let's revisit it later. Or, I don't want us to talk about this from this place. We'll get back to it. And this protects both of you, right? From saying things that you actually don't mean. And then remember that sharp words are often self-protection. Dysregulated people try to regain control by, well, making dramatic statements, shutting down, getting defensive, making little jabs, placing blame, projecting. And this is not their true speaking. This is their cortisol speaking. Your power is in remembering that this is protective, not personal. You don't have to internalize words spoken from fear. And when they come back online, that's when repair can happen. Once their system settles, you'll notice their tone softens, their logic returns, they see your perspective, they apologize or reflect, connection opens again. And this is when the real conversation happens. Not in the dysregulation, but in the return. And so when you remain regulated, a dysregulated partner feels less threatened, less defensive, less alone, less ashamed, less reactive, and more grounded and seen and safe, connected, able to repair. Your regulated presence is not you doing all the work. It's you creating a calm, energetic field that they can naturally attune to. So as soon as their system receives that they're safe, everything shifts. Once the nervous system feels safe again, the brain literally rewires in real time. The prefrontal cortex comes back online, the amygdala quiets down, cortisol drops, clarity returns, empathy returns, compassion returns, love returns, logic returns, self-awareness returns. You'll feel them come back and their tone will shift. Their eyes will soften. Their breath deepens. They reach out. They apologize. They reflect. They reconnect. Not because you fix them, but because you stayed regulated and you let them come back to themselves. You held the lighthouse, and now they found their way back to shore. So as you move through your week, if someone you love has a moment where their tone shifts or they feel distant or sharp or overwhelmed or unlike themselves, I want you to remember something simple but powerful, that you're not dealing with their truth in that moment, but you're dealing with their nervous system asking for safety. But remember, you don't need to fix it or absorb it or take every word as gospel or match their energy. And you don't need to abandon yourself as well to keep the peace. But what you can do, the only thing you really need to do, is stay anchored in your own body. Slow breathing. Soften your tone. Give yourself a pause. Let them move through the moment. Let their storm pass without stepping into it. Let the calm return naturally, because it does. It always does. And when it does, you'll notice something almost magical. People return to themselves faster when they feel safe, when they feel unjudged or unpressured. Connection is restored. Repair becomes possible again. Love feels warm and reachable. And the relationship grows not because things were perfect, but because both people allowed space for imperfection without abandoning the connection. This is what emotional maturity looks like. This is what real partnership looks like. This is what it looks like to love someone through the lens of psychology and compassion and grounded self-trust. So take this with you today in your conversations or in your relationships or your own inner world. You can't prevent dysregulation. It's part of being human, but you can learn to navigate it with softness and a kind of steady strength that changes everything. Well, if this episode resonated with you in any way, shape, or form, I would love to hear it. Feel free to message me on Instagram or Substack. My user is at Raquel Mantra, RAQUELLEMANTRA. And with all that being said, may your nervous system feel safe. May your love for yourself and others be something you return to again and again. May your week be gentle. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.